Drone Boy Speaks, episode 661, email still not secure. The first email on the internet was sent more than almost 45 years ago, and fundamentally the protocols for email, and one called SMTP, hasn't changed a whole lot. There was never designed for security, and so of course, you know, and everybody's exploited it. It's been a huge there's a huge amount of spam email in that comes, and there's whole technologies that deal with that. But everything about the security of the email, and there's really sort of two parts to that security. There's the transmission security as the email goes from place to place, and then there's also the email at rest, right? Is so if somebody compromises the mail server on which it's stored, is somebody going to be able to alter or read the email? And so those are both problems, and there's solutions to both, right? I mean, there's PGP, which has been around for a long time, but it has suffered from the it's very difficult for normal people to use problem. And I guess there's also SMIME, but again, same problem. And then there's transport layer security, or TLS, or like SSL. And the idea is that as the email moves from hop to hop in the chain of as the mail moves around the network, then at least between each hop the email is secured. But really it's you're assuming that the email doesn't get altered in transit or whatever. So the long and the short of it is that there are solutions to these problems, but getting the rest of all of the mail service to change is a problem. And again, this is even with SMTP. I remember for the longest time trying to convince people to not accept SMTP from everywhere, right? I mean, that was that's a whole issue, and so it's part of the spam problem. I remember when I first figured out SMTP that I could send an email that came from god@heaven.org, and I thought I was the coolest thing on the planet. But I had a really sad life in college. What can I say? but that's the thing, right? Email has we rely on email, but if you look at the fundamental protocols and stuff, it's just not fundamentally trusted. And so you have to address both issues, right? Of course, if you address one, you by definition address the other, but well, not really, because all PGP can do is encrypt the content of the email. It can't encrypt the headers or any of that, or the other metadata that comes in email. So I think you actually have to do both TLS security between each hop and PGP, which fixing both of those problems and making them widely used, I think, is going to be a huge challenge. And so good luck with that, as the old saying goes. But it is something we need to do, but because the problem has existed for so long, we've just kind of ignored it, and we keep getting whiplashed by all the new security bugs. Unfortunately, I don't think, despite the efforts of Google and Yahoo to make open PGP available and easy for the users, I don't think it's going to be something that the masses will adopt anytime soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.